赞美你，听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
各位弟兄姊妹朋友们，请坐。
大家好，今天我们有幸有大林阿姨在我们中间，我先简单的介绍一下大林阿姨。大林阿姨与她的丈夫丹尼尔在过去20多年以来一直在北美宣教委员会的宣教服务团担任志愿者，他们主要在青少年和儿童事工中服务。目前大林阿姨在 Reach Out to Kids Ministry 的里面儿童拓展事工中担任高级协调员。目前随着志愿者人数的增加，这个事工在公寓、托儿所、公园、救世军以及课后圣经俱乐部等活动向儿童传福音。他们在学年间开展课后圣经俱乐部，在节假日期间有主题外展活动，同时在暑假中他们还有暑期课程，为许多的成年人、青少年以及儿童提供培训，用来向儿童传福音。同时他们还负责许多圣经俱乐部在夏季以及各种活动场地的协调活动。下面我们就把时间交给大林阿姨。
I'd like to start off with a song. I'm going to run to the piano, just a short little song.
我们先开始唱一起唱一首歌。
Around the corner, around the world.A child needs Jesus, a child who's never heard. Let's take the good news, let's take God's living word. Around the corner, around the world. This morning, I'm praying that as we speak, God will give you a wake-up call.
今天早上我在祷告的时候，我求神能够给你们一个警钟的呼唤。
That's what it took for me. When I, as a Christian, married a wonderful Christian man, we thought we would have many children.
当我作为一个基督徒和另外一个基督徒的男士结婚的时候，我们有了许多孩子。
I told my husband, I want 6 children.
我告诉我的丈夫，我想要六个孩子。
You know how it is, you plan your little life in a square. And we didn't have any children.
你知道，当我们想要计划的时候，结果我们没有任何孩子。
But God began to burden my heart with the children who didn't have parents.
但是神把那些没有父母的孩子放在了我们的心中。
So we took in foster children.
所以我们开始当作寄养父母。
Many different ethnic groups of children.
有许多各种不同种族的孩子。
Then God opened my eyes a little bit more.
然后神渐渐地打开我的眼睛。
To the children of the world.
让我看到世界上的孩子。
Who didn't need just a physical father and mother, but they needed a spiritual father.
他们不仅仅需要一个属世的父母，他们更需要一个属灵上的父母。
God showed me the condition of this world. It's hardly a place anymore that's safe and good for children.
神告诉我，当今世界的状况再也不是以前那样的了。
I thought about the wars in this world.
我们看到世界上最坏的事情正在发生。
And when I thought about the wars, I thought about who's the worst casualty of these wars? Who's the one who suffers most from the wars that are going on in the world? And we can think of Ukraine right now.
世界上正有许许多多的战争在发生，在这些战争当中，谁会是那最无助、最无助、最容易受害的呢？当我们想一想现在正在发生的乌克兰的战争的时候。
No doubt there are already children walking around the street without parents. The streets of in Ukraine, the cities of Ukraine.
在乌克兰的城市当中，你已经可以看到许多孩子走来走去，但是他们没有父母。
Children don't know what to do. They don't know how to get their food. They don't know where there's who they can trust, where there's a safe place.
他们不知道他们的食物在哪里，他们也不知道哪里是安全的，他们不知道该怎么做，他们在那里面被任其自生自灭。
I thought about the war on the child in the womb.
同时我也想到在母亲的肚腹里面的孩子，他们也面临着战争。
They have no power to fight back.
他们没有力量去打回去。
If they had a voice that you could hear, they would say, "Let me live."
他们的声音你们听不到，但是如果它可以发生的话，你们就会听到他说，请让我活下去。
There's a war going on even in the womb, with millions of abortions taking place in America.
在美国有成百上千万的婴儿每天都在被屠在谋杀。
I don't know if you were watching the news when the New York governor.Signed into law that a child, a little unborn child, could be aborted, could be murdered on the day that he would be born, and everybody applauded around him.
也许你们看通过新闻可以看知道，在纽约州的州长已经签署了一项法律，那就是孩子在出生的当天就有可能被谋杀，而大家都在鼓掌来欢迎这个法律的成立。
It's a gruesome war in that womb. There's war on the children through drugs.
同时，孩子们还面临毒
品、
药品的战争。
They're being introduced to drugs at younger ages, alcohol and drugs.
在很年轻的年纪的时候，这些孩子就已经面临着毒品，面临着酒精的问题。
There's the war.Of pornography, younger and younger ages of children being exposed to pornography on the internet that robs their innocence.
通过互联网，越来越年轻的孩子们每天都会面临着这些色情的内容，他们被这些色情的内容所侵蚀着。
I don't know if you're like me, but when I hear about these things, it fills my heart with anguish.
我不知道是不是你们也像我一样，当我看到这些情况，当我知道这些的时候，我的心中充满着痛苦。
Jeremiah, the prophet, was looking around Jerusalem after the enemy had come.
耶利米在耶路撒冷遭到掠夺的时候，他看到的。
And destroyed the city, much as is going on in Ukraine right now.
当耶路撒冷受到了侵犯。当这个城市垮掉的时候，就像现在乌克兰所发生的。
And what he saw made him lament, made him weep.
他看到这些情况，他哭。
He said this in Lamentations 2:19.
耶利米哀歌二章十九节。
Arise, cry out in the night, from the first watch of the night, pour out your heart like water before the Lord's presence.Lift up your hands to him for the lives of your children who are fainting from hunger on the top of every street.
耶利米哀歌二章十九节，夜间每逢交更的时候，要起来呼喊，在主面前倾心如水。你的孩童在各市口上受饿发昏，你要为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
He was looking at physical children, but spiritually we can say the same thing. We can go.Walk out our door and know that many children in your neighborhood are fainting for spiritual hunger, even in a beautiful setting like the woodlands.
耶利米在这里面谈论的是孩子们所受的身体上的伤害，但是当我们放眼望去，在我们的社区当中，在我们的生活当中，许许多多的孩子不仅仅受到这些身体上的伤害，他们也有精神上的伤害，也需要我们。
They may be afforded every academic advantage. I can imagine in this area, they are. They may be well-fed, well-protected, well-educated, but they're fainting for spiritual hunger.
我可以想象，在我们现在的这个社区里面，有许多的孩子，虽然他们在物质上并不缺乏什么，他们可以吃得很好，他们住得很好，但是他们精神上有很多的空虚，有许多的渴求。
They, if Jesus Christ returned in the air today, they would have no clue about how to be ready to meet the Lord Jesus.
如果耶稣基督今天就回来，我们与他见面的时候，我们不知道。
This filled my heart with anguish to think of the world's children, even in America, starving, spiritually starving, and What is it they need? They need to come to a knowledge of the truth.
我的心中充满了痛苦，当我想到这些孩子在属灵上有这么多的需求，他们需要知道，他们需要认识耶稣基督的真理。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 14, He said, For it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. That means be separated from God forever.
马太福音十八章十四节讲到，你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失丧一个。这就是说，我们不愿意和孩子们不应该和我们天上的父远离。
If it's not His will that they perish, what is His will?
如果神的意愿不是让这些孩子就这样失丧的话，那神的意愿是什么呢？
It is His will that they come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是神愿意他们认识耶稣基督的真理。
Little ones, can they come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? I've actually talked to people, and I'd say to them, you know,We need to get our little children in church, and they say, "Well, they're too young to understand all those spiritual things."
这些小孩子这么小的年纪，他们可以知道、可以理解神的福音吗？当我到教会里面和大人们谈论的时候，他们会说：“哦，他们太小了，他们可能不一定知道，他们不懂。”
And yet, every one of them dreams of their child being a child prodigy on the piano or on the computer or in math, in science.
同时，这些我们做家长的却知道，却认为我们的孩子可以，知道怎样弹钢琴，怎样参加各种各样的活动，能够把他们培养成为专业的。
What high goals we have for them academically, and what small vision we have for them spiritually.
我们在这些孩子的智慧上面，在他们属世的方面，我们把他们看得很高，可是在属灵的方面，在认识耶稣基督的方面，我们又把他们看得很小很小。
They need to come to a knowledge of the truth. First, the knowledge of salvation.
他们需要来到，他们需要认识耶稣基督的真理，首先就是
And then the knowledge
得拯救。
Of the wonderful plan that God has for their life.
他们需要知道神在他们生命中有哪样有哪些美好的计划。
Father, when I grow up, I'm going to be a missionary to China.
爸爸，当我长大的时候，我要去中国。
He was 5 years old. Do you know who that was?
他才五岁。
That was Hudson Taylor.
那是哈。
5 years old.
戴德生，当他五岁的时候，他跟父母说，他要去中国传福音。
Little ones can get a vision. Little ones can come to a knowledge of the salvation. They can come to a knowledge of a wonderful plan that God may have for their life.
虽然孩子们很小，他们也可以有意向，他们也可以明白福音，他们也可以得到耶稣，认识耶稣基督的真理。
My husband and I had that vision and that burden to bring children to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, but we didn't know how to do it. So we went for training.
我和我的丈夫有一个负担，就是带领孩子们到耶稣基督面前来给他们传福音，但是我们不知道怎么做，于是我们就开始参加培训。
At a place called Children's Ministries Institute. There we learned about the four E's.
在那里我们参加了一个培训，在那里我们学到了四个 E.
Number one, we need to evangelize the children. Bring them to the Lord Jesus at an early age.
第一就是传福音，在孩子们很小的时候把福音传给他们，带领他们到主的面前。
We needed to edify the children. After we brought them to Jesus, we needed to teach them the basic steps of Christian growth from the Bible.
当我们把孩子们带到主的面前的时候，第二个E就是造就，要把神的话语教给他们。
Third E, then we should have the goal of establishing them in a Bible-believing church.
第三个意义就是建立，当他们知道神的话语的时候，我们就应该把他们带领到一个教会，让他们在教会中继续成长。
And then we should look for adults that we could equip to train others so more people would know like we did how to evangelize, edify, establish,And equip some more.
第四个意义就是装备，我们需要装备更多的成年人，让他们也来走这前面的三个步骤，也就是培训他们怎样去传福音，怎样去造就儿童，怎样去建立他们。
We realized our task was urgent. It was an urgent task.
我们也意识到这是一个非常紧迫的任务。
Because...You probably have heard of the 1040 window. How many of you have heard of the 1040 window?
你们可能有一些人听到过十到四十的窗口。
You know, it's a geographical location in the world where the most lost people are and the least number of missionaries are.
这是在地图上面北纬十到四十度的区间，有最多的人口，但是却有最多的人并不认识耶稣基督，所以宣教士通常是在这个窗口宣教。
But I want to tell you about another window.And that's the 414 window.
我现在要告诉你另外一个宣教窗口，就是4到14的 window, 窗口。
It makes our task so urgent.
这一个任务让我们感觉到了紧迫性。
414 window is not a geographical location.
这不是一个地理的位置，4到14不是一个地理的位置。
It's a window of time.
这是一个时间上的窗口。
Most people receive Christ.Between the ages of 4 and 14 years old,
大多数的人在四到十四岁之间接受福音，接受耶稣基督。
It may not be true here as much as other places because you may not have heard the gospel. I'm talking about people that have heard the gospel when they were young, children. Then they were more apt.To be able to receive Christ. Some of you did not. How many of you heard the gospel after you became an adult?
虽然在这个教会中可能不是这种情况，但是在许多其他的教会中，都是四到十四岁的孩子听到福音，然后来到主耶稣面前。
You were an adult.
在这个教会中有谁是四到十四岁之间听到福音的吗？请举手。
Did you?How many of you, after you became an adult, you heard the gospel message?
那有，如果你是在成年以后，
so it may not be true in this room, but if you expose them to the gospel, then they're much more apt to receive Christ at a young age.
如果在年轻，在小的时候把他们带到福音的面前，他们更容易接受福音，也更容易保留他们的信仰。
85%
85%的孩子们都会保留他们的信仰，都会持有他们的信仰。
One day the disciples saw a group of mothers and children coming toward the Lord Jesus.
当我看到妈妈带着孩子来到神的面前
，He was talking about adultery, and he was talking to adults.
这个妈妈就像对待成人一样的对待这个孩子说话。
And they said to him.To the children and the parents, this is not the place for you. Go away.
对这个孩子说，这不是你应该来的地方，走吧。
But Jesus said to them.
但是耶稣说
，The disciples. He said to the disciples, "You let those little children come to me. Don't you forbid them?"
耶稣对他的门徒讲，不要阻扰这些孩子，把这些孩子带到我的面前。
And he's still saying that today. Let the little children come to me. The urgent hour is while they're children, their little hearts are soft and believing. They're trusting, and they can be led to trust something like in Santa Claus, or they can be led to trust in something that's real and true and lasting.
今天耶稣还是这样说，不要拦阻这些小孩子，把小孩子带到我的面前。我不管现在这些孩子们相信 Santa Claus 还是相信圣诞老人，还是相信复活节的兔子，但是他们需要耶稣基督。
My husband and I had that urgent feeling. We heard this amazing the numbers and the stats to show us that the task was urgent. So we began to explore ways to reach the children.
所以当我和我的丈夫感受到了这样的紧迫性的时候，我们就开始行动。
Now every summer, we have teenagers like Elena and Thomas and many more. We train them. We send them out into daycares.
在夏天的时候，我们训练像前面这两位年轻人，把他们送到幼儿园去，他们可以去传福音。
The increasing number of apartments in Houston. The increasing growing number of apartments.
我们通过这些年轻人，我们可以增加在休斯顿地区孩子信主的
We gather children in parks, public parks.
我们在公寓中也把孩子们聚集到一起。
Wherever we can go and gather children, and we present a simple gospel message.
不论我们到哪里去，我们都会把最简单的福音的道理讲给孩子们听。我们
In the slide that you're looking at now, you'll see a young teenage girl teaching a 5-day Bible club to children.
在这个在这个讲章中你可以看到一个年轻的女孩子，她在教导一个夏季的活动，这个活动就是5天的圣经俱乐部的活动。
The great majority of children in America are not in church. They don't come to you. You've got to go where they are. They're not in church for any reason.The great majority of children in America.
在美国，大多数的孩子他们不会主动来到教会。我们需要走出去，走到这些孩子当中。
And the sad truth is that some in church are not hearing a clear gospel, a complete gospel.
更令人沮丧的是，哪怕他们在教会，他们也不能听到完整的、全备的福音。
So we're there.But we need your help. We need to partner with churches. We need teenagers to come. They have all that energy. They have all that time in the summertime. And it's so good for them, so good for the children.
我们需要大家的帮助，我们需要这些青少年参与到我们当中来。这些青少年有着无尽的精力，他们也有着一个愿意服务的心，所以我们需要大家的帮助。
They sing together, they pray together, they study together.
我可以看到这些青少年，他们在一起祷告，他们在一起查经，他们在一起服事。
And then they go out together and teach the gospel.
然后他们一起出去，去传福音。
Some of the testimonies I've heard from the teenagers.
所以我们要听一个青少年的见证。
Miss Darling, I wasn't afraid to teach children. They don't scare me like my peers.
我不害怕这些孩子，他们不像我的同龄人一样，他们像我的同龄人一样。
And it really built my boldness.
在这个传福音的过程中，也使我越来越胆大。
And increased their vision for missions.
这项活动也使青少年增长了他们这个对传福音的一个意向。
I'd like to invite you to be a part too.
The way you can, 我也愿意邀请你们参与进来。
You can come by our display table later and talk to us, and we'll tell you some ways and give you some paper, printed things to help you understand what we're doing.
在大厅的后面有一个展示台，结束以后欢迎你们到这个展示桌来与我们一起讨论。我们也可以有一些单张，有一些个更多的情况可以跟你谈论。
Some contact numbers.
还有这个电话，还有怎样联系我们。
You can be a part by praying.
你可以通过祷告支持我们。
For us, with rich kids. You can be a part by coming to drive for us in the summer. Maybe you have 2 days out of the whole summer. I could give that to go drive teenagers.
也许你可以在夏天用两天的时间帮我们当做司机。
You can be a part by helping in the kitchen one day to fix
the food. 你也可以有一天可以来到我们的厨房做帮忙的。
And many other ways, just come to the table and see us. That's what we do in the summer.
这是只是我们在夏天中所需要做的简单的几项事情，还有其他许多方式，你们可以来支持参与我们。
We also provide training for adults.
Can you say it again?
Training for adults.
我们也培训成人。
So they can start after-school Bible clubs. Clubs in their apartment.
所以也可以通过培训，他们可以去公寓，可以去不同的地方去传福音。
You can be a part financially.
你也可以通过经济资助我们。
Many other ways. I want to close with this. I want to say that this morning in my quiet time, I read from Luke, where Jesus.
今天早上在我灵修的时候，我读到了《路加福音》。
Was looking around.At the people of his own hometown.
当耶稣看到这些在他自己家乡的人的时候
，And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
他说神的灵在我的身上
，Because he has anointed me.
因为他膏抹了我
，To preach the gospel to the poor.
向贫穷的传福音
，To bind up the brokenhearted.
向心碎的传福音
，To set at liberty those that are captive.
被掳的得自由。
I hope and pray that he might be calling some of you because the children are the greatest ones that are taken captive, the greatest need of being set free.
我祷告你们其中的一些人将会有机会来加入我们，因为儿童是最现在是在被掳的状况当中。
George Barna.Is a statistician. I don't know how you say it. A person who works with records, stats, statistics.
管理档案的人
And he's a Christian. And he says very little of a child's theology changes after 12 years old. Very little of a child's theology changes.After 12 years old,
孩子们所在孩子的心里面，他们的神对神的认识，当他们超过十二岁以后，就不太会改变了。
I think there could be no greater investment of your life, young or old, than to invest in children, to bring them to Jesus. And I hope that this short talk has been a good wake-up call for you to see.
我想你们人生中最好的投资就是投资在孩子身上。
To see the situation of the children.
来看到这些孩子所面临的状况。
To see their need.
看到他们的需要。
To see the potential of bringing them to Jesus Christ.
看到他们的潜在的能力，把他们带到神耶稣基督面前。
And maybe to hear these words in heaven someday.
我希望你听到今天的这个短讲能够有一些思考的时间。
When I enter the gates of glory,
当我们
and the saints all around me do appear,
当我通过那扇神圣的门过去的圣徒在我的周围的时候
Oh, for the joy of hearing these words,
我会很欢喜听到这样的说话，这样的话。
Teacher,It was you who invited me here.
老师是你在多年以前把我邀请到这里的。
There can be no greater joy than to know that God used you to help one of these children come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
没有比把孩子们带到神耶稣基督面前能够更使你高兴的了。谢谢大家。
Thank you so much.
where the gospel book is with good news for you and me.
各位弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们再一次站立在主的面前。今天的信息真的是再一次的提醒我们，我们在这个短短在这个人世间短短仅存的时间，我们应该是怎样来为主打好那美好的仗。
在这仅存的年间，我要怎么样？我是君心还是沉睡，还是漂泊没有定向？我是站在世间，还是在主的身旁？我是忠心爱主，还是虚度时光？
主啊，
主啊，求你赐给我们智慧和胆量，使我能紧随你的脚踪，打那美好的仗。
主啊，
主啊，求你赐给我们智慧和胆量，使我们紧随你的脚踪，打那美好的仗。
各位弟兄姊妹朋友们请坐。